Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I believe that, I know that CEOs, presidents, and business owners have more on their shoulders, more pressure, more responsibility than the average person. They're responsible for not only their family's well-being, but for the well-being of their employees and their vendors and their bank and their insurance company. There are so many jobs that a person helps create just because they say, I'm going into business. But things happen. We didn't see it coming. A few years ago, there was this virus that popped up. We were being told initially nothing to be concerned about. This isn't going to create much of a problem. But it turned out that that wasn't correct, was it? It was devastating. It changed everything. People getting sick, going to the hospital, and worse. Close downs, shutting the whole country down, shutting your business down or trying to shut your business down unless you were an essential business, not knowing what's going to happen the next day, not knowing exactly how you're going to survive, not knowing exactly, my goodness, how you're going to finance all of these losses. But surprisingly enough, through your determination, you've survived. And now we're looking at another problem, runaway inflation. It's creating problems for you every single day. Price raises from your vendors, increasing the salaries of your coworkers, your employees, so that you can keep them. Cost of insurance going up. Cost of everything going up. You just finished one problem, and now we have a new problem, inflation. And on top of that, they're talking about variants all the time that people are getting sick from, variants and viruses. What is a CEO, president, or business owner to do? Well, what they're to do is do what they've always done, use their head, think. The business people who think, the business people who plan, the business people who understand there will always be something that happens, sometimes worse than others. In this particular time in history, it was really challenging. But you can't stop doing business. Although the business environment is difficult, and it's caused business people to be hesitant, uncertain about the decisions they have to make every single day, because the decisions that you make every single day mean the difference between success and failure, profit and loss. But you know what would be even more dangerous? Not to sit down and think and make any decision at all, because that's making a decision. You need to collect all the facts, all the information. And then once you collect the facts and the information, you need to think about it. You need to try to think about the unintended consequences. You need to think about, what does this mean to my business? What does this mean to my employees? Should I expand? Should I right-size my business and become a little bit smaller? Should I raise my prices? Should I be in more contact with our customers? Do I need to talk to my employees and make them understand exactly what's going on and how we need to be productive? Not overwork them, because we don't want to lose them, but they're part of our success. You never saw it coming. It's hard to understand what the next move is, but you have to make the next move. If you don't make the next move, then your competition's going to do that. They're going to take the pathway to success while you sit by. Study the situation. Collect information. When you've collected enough information and you've done enough thinking about it, then you can make an intelligent decision. Be objective. Weigh the risks against the the possibility of success. Is it a good decision? Is it a bad decision? Talk to people about your decision. Talk to professionals that advise you. Talk to your bank. Talk to your insurance company. Talk to the people that are around you. But don't sit there and do nothing. And once you collect all the facts, make an objective decision as to how you are going to move forward. Remember, leaders lead. That's what it's all about. You are in charge of an organization called your business. Your employees are looking for your leadership. They're looking for you to make sure that your company is solid, is profitable, so that they can be sure that they're going to have employment for today, tomorrow, and years to come. Business is about team effort, but you are the coach. You are in charge of the team. And if you aren't calling the right plays, the team's not going to win the game, or the business isn't going to be profitable. No matter what the conditions are, no matter what the time, well, no matter what happens during this particular time in history, there are over 350 million people in the United States of America, and they're all buying goods and services. Maybe they're not buying as much as they used to, but there is a market out there. There will always be a market out there. Make sure that you're thinking it through to capture your share of the marketplace. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.